All right. Hey, what the heck is going on, Kind of Funny Best Friends? It's your guy, Snow Bike Mike, back again for another great way, taking over 2 days in a row. Of course, Greg has a very busy week right now and has asked me to fill in. It's Friday, and I want to welcome you to Cypress Golf, a beautiful driving range here in, of course, Daly City, California. And we're going to hit some balls today, and we're going to talk, because as you can hear in my voice, I'm exhausted and I'm tired. And probably by the sign or the title of this video, you can see the question is simple: how do you recharge when you're just feeling exhausted and down? And that's something, you know, I don't have the answer for, and I always like to try to have the answers for things for all of you Kind of Funny Best Friends. And sometimes just don't. This one I need your help with. So we're going to talk about recharging. We're going to talk about exhaustion and what you do to combat that, what you do to bounce back from that, or when you're feeling it, how do you just embrace it and understand it? So, welcome in to today's Greg Way. It's a beautiful Friday, the start of February, the month of love. And maybe that's another piece that I'm missing in my life, is just some love. I mean, I get all the love from all of you, my loving family, my friends, but there's just that piece of life sometimes you miss from love from someone special, that partner, your Kobe to your Shaq that I'm always looking for, I'll always say. And so today, after a long week, and then of course our golf day yesterday, I'm just kind of feeling it. I don't know if it's being down in the dumps. I don't know if it's just I'm exhausted from bad sleep schedule, because I'll tell you what, I got a real bad sleep schedule. Or if it's just one of these feelings where you look around and you go, when is it my turn? When is it me? And I don't ever want to say that, because really, life is just all about, hey, I got a boyfriend or girlfriend, or I got a lifelong partner. Life is so much more than that. And sometimes pain gets boiled down to just, oh, I don't have that. But really, you could have so much more. So maybe I question the thought process on that. Of, is that really what you need and want, Mike? You have so much more. You got a dope job that allows you to hang out with some incredible best friends in this community and sit here at a driving range and just kind of talk about life. You get to play video games with your friends. You got two beautiful pug dogs. You got a great family. Is that really what's driving all of this? And maybe I say that to myself because it's not the driving factor when I really look at it. It's probably me just pushing it to the limit and burning both ends of the candle, you know? I'm staying up late playing games, being a jabroni with all of you. I am putting an hour every single day at the gym and really working on my fitness. Not eating well still, so mind you, all of this hard work I'm putting in is just absolutely being canceled out by the daily in and out trips. But maybe it's just the workouts, late night, the constantly being quote unquote on, that I'm just feeling after so many days, weeks, and months. And so that's where I turn the question to all of you for this great way. When you are feeling exhausted, when maybe you're just not that bright spot you want to be every single day, what is that one thing that helps you recharge? Is it a night on the couch watching The Last of Us with a loved one? Is it a day on the links where you go out with your friends and sip some Bloody Marys, maybe drink a couple of White Claws and just absolutely yeah, all like your boy? Like, let me know. But I don't want to make this all doom and gloom, because guess what, Jen? As much as I'm exhausted, as much as I say I'm tired or I'm lonely and I miss that big hug or that love, really, in all honesty, my life is full of love and joy and happiness, and I am just absolutely feeling great. I mean, look at those yams really quick, chat. And so, I'm excited because here we are on a big one, and maybe this exhaustion, maybe this worry, this anxiety is coming from something more, because I have a big week ahead of me. Let's run it down for you. Today is Friday. I'm recording a Greg Way here this afternoon at the driving range, just absolutely ripping dingers, right? And then tomorrow, I got two options. One, maybe I sleep in. Maybe I finally have that one day off my feet. All of my friends have been really getting on me. Saying, like, what are you doing? You're constantly out of the house. You're running from something. Why can't you just chill like the rest of us? And, you know, maybe I am running from something. Or maybe I'm just trying to get outside and explore after years of being inside and just missing adventure and the days. And I hated that. I hate looking back on my life and saying, man, I really just spent so much time in the house and didn't want to go out. I don't want that now. And so they question, why am I constantly going out and adventuring? And, you know, I think it goes in two ways. Am I running from something? I don't know. Am I on the hunt for adventure? See this planet Earth that we're on because I only get one shot? Yeah, of course I am. And so I have two options. One, wake up late, stay in bed, play games, stream and hang out with best friends around the globe. Or two, I get in the car and we go south. Head south. We put on our favorite plans. Maybe a Danny O'Dwyer no-clip doc. And I drive all the way to Big Sur by myself. I arrive in Big Sur in the afternoon. See a little bit of the coast on a rainy, foggy day. Because on Wednesday, I have to go home. I have to take a couple of flights, and I don't like flying. I don't like the act of flying. I love traveling. I love going to new places. But I absolutely hate flying. I hate being cramped in that tiny little plane. I hate getting all hot and sweaty in the seat. Oh, my God. The pilot lands the plane safely. And so on Wednesday, I will join my mother and my little brother, and we're gonna go down to beautiful Florida, and we're gonna see my grandmother to surprise her on her 89th birthday. Yeah, many of you know, I'm an awful son. I don't visit, I don't call, I don't text enough. I mean, that's not true. I call and text my dad, my mom, and my little brother like every single day, but I don't visit enough. And so, on Wednesday, I will take the week off, and I will go down against everything in my body that says, let's just sleep in and stay at home and stay at work with my friends. On Wednesday, I'll go down to Florida. We'll stay there from Wednesday to Saturday. And then on Saturday, we'll fly home to Colorado, where I will get to see the pugs. I'll get to spend time with my dad. And then from Saturday till about Tuesday, I'll be in Colorado, and then I'll fly back home here to San Francisco, which is crazy to say that because it's my first time ever saying that. And we'll get back on the grind. And so I think a little bit of my exhaustion, my anxiety, you know, nerves. I don't know if it's anxiety, who knows. But my feelings, my mixed feelings, is coming from this trip coming up. Maybe it would be different if it was just a normal day to day. I don't know, but I have this feeling of, man, I'd like to cancel this trip and not go, but I know I gotta go. So I got a trip. I got staying up late. I got working out every single day. I got being on with all of you, having fun, just in this mix right now. That's got me on one half of my body saying, man, I'm tired. And I need to just chill for a little bit. Then there's another half of me that says, man, I'm having a blast. This is great. This is awesome. Let's just keep going and never stop, because what is better than this? And so, I put the title down on here. What do you do to recharge when you feel exhausted? So sometimes I want to be so real with all of you. I want to, you know, give you a look into my life. And usually I don't do that. Usually it's just sunshine and gumdrops, and I like doing that. Because it is just a blast to be around all my friends and play games and, you know, live that lifestyle. But there is also a reality of life of like, hey, sometimes human beings feel like that. And today I'm feeling like that. And so I want to open up on some content with all of you, because when I get pulled on to the Kind of Funny podcast, I'd like to sometimes like open up and be like, hey, let's have a real conversation. But usually Nick and Andy and the Jabronis, they get me to talk about, you know, educating a horse on how to read. Why do you have day-old bubblegum on your desk that you're going to re-chew? I didn't know you had 5 boxes of Hormel chili underneath your bed. Stuff like that. So I don't get to open up to you, excuse me, as much as I would like to. But I thought today we'd have a little bit different vibe. We'd started off with that question. We started off with the real. And now as we turn around on the second half of this Gregway, because I know he didn't give you the correct amount today. And so that's why you get this extra time with me. Look at how beautiful this place is. You got flowers here, gorgeous green hillside, Cypress Gulf written across the side of it. I mean, come on, how badass. So I thought, you know, I bring in the real deal, Holyfield. And so riding the high off of the golf trip this week, I thought, let's just go back to the driving range. We'll just use some therapy, right? Just the clanging of the ball off the driver's face, the breeze in your face. And we just try to relax. So as I start to ramp this down, I guess I don't want you to think it's all doom and gloom in my life, because I never want you to worry for me. Most importantly, I want you to be influenced in a positive way by me. I want you to feel encouraged and know that you have a friend, someone who supports you and loves you and is always excited to share my enthusiasm, to hear about your enthusiasm together. And so I don't want you to be like, oh my God, Greg, is Mike okay? He sounds tired. No, it's more like, yo, let's have a real conversation. Let's be open and honest with each other, because sometimes you don't get to see that with me. And even my friends don't get to see that. Like, you know, Washburn, Kevin, JD, they rarely get to see the side of me. Sometimes they say, Mike, you can be open with us. And I'm like, yeah, you know, maybe. But I thought, you know what? Let's be real. Let's be open and honest. So thank you all so much for tuning in with me. So guys, Snowbike Mike here on a Gregway. It's Friday. I'll be back next week with hopefully a positive attitude, maybe some stories, maybe even a Gregway from Big Sur, where you and I and everybody can go have fun there on Monday. So with that, take care of yourselves, best friends. Let me know down in the comments below, how do you recharge when you're feeling exhausted? And thank you for your love and support. Most importantly, thank you for supporting on Patreon. If you're watching this, you all make this possible. You get to allow us to live out our dreams, and hopefully we can bring you some fun. Hopefully we can make some dope content that makes you smile, that makes you think, and makes you say, hey, I love hanging out with this crew over at Kind of Funny. So thank you for supporting us on Patreon. I will catch you on Monday with stories from Big Sur. And hey, I love you. I'm thinking about you. Take care of yourselves. Peace, everybody.